This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vinny and Haiti, put your headphones in and ignore your coworkers. 105.7 The Fan.
Jackson winds up, long pass down the middle. He's got Bateman over the shoulder, catch at the goal line. Touchdown, Baltimore. From the Buccaneer 4, here comes the pass into the end zone. Caught, touchdown. Leaping, two-handed grab by the tight end, Andrews. His second touchdown reception tonight.
It looked like it was going to be two-man, but 31. Winfield dropped, like kind of buzzed, poached. And Bate just did the rest. I just had to give him a good ball. No, not really. It was great weather, great atmosphere. Humidity was fine. Let's play football, that's all.
We're just going to keep approaching every week at a time, one game at a time, one play at a time, because that's what he's doing. You know, and he's doing it at a high level. I'm proud of him. I'm happy for him. He's a great leader, and he's a great player. But we got a game next week against the Browns, and we got to bring our best, and that's what he's thinking about. All three phases, even though all three phases could have done some things better, certainly, and we'll talk about those, all three phases came through, and they had to in a big way. And our defense had six straight stops. Right there, I think, kind of tells a story.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, after last night's epic win, if you want to call it that, 41-31 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Ravens overcoming an early 10-point deficit, and talking about his team, even though they've won five in a row, tied for first with Pittsburgh in the AFC North, still looking for ways to improve the team. And we'll dissect it over the next 3 hours and 55 minutes or so. And the defense did give up over 400 yards to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But after the Ravens punted on their drive, the first one, how many consecutive scoring drives did they put together?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
How about that? Lamar Jackson, brilliant on Monday nights. And we heard him talking about that because even Troy Aikman was going, I'm guessing Lamar would like us to call all of his Monday night games because he usually plays well in these settings. And you know, Lamar obviously understands the national TV importance of said game. But, you know, he's just going with the flow. And his flow is awesome right now. Also talking about the deep pass to Rashad Bateman, the touchdown. And, hey, Ken Wyman, if you're listening, during the Baltimore Game Day Uncensored pregame show, live from the Green Turtle in Canton yesterday. Thank you, Green Turtle Canton, for your hospitality. Brought to you by Rice Mirtha Pesaurus. Ken Wyman said that Rashad Bateman's going to get a hundy and a tutty.
Yeah.
A hundy and a tutty. And the first thing I thought about was like a cop show from the 70s. It's Hundy and Tutty coming up at 9 o'clock on ABC. But Ken Wyman, good for you. Could you call that? Now, Nate Wiggins didn't get an interception, but Marlon Humphrey got two of those. We'll get into him because he left with a knee injury. So Lamar doing some great things. And Rashad Bateman, we talked about it last week. I think we talked about it yesterday here on our program. Every week makes a play or two. And now starting to become a big-time playmaker for them. He averaged 30 yards a reception last night, which increases his season total, which was already over 16. So Rashad Bateman, let's be honest, we all kind of dug into him. He's a bust. He pouts. His body language sucks. It's at your words, et cetera, et cetera. But now he looks like, his body language is great.
Yes.
Because he's contributing to the cause in a big way now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Bob, he looks like a different guy. You know, body language wise. And the other thing is, I mean, who was the first one, you know, to greet him down there on both? Lamar's down there, you know. So it's a totally different chemistry thing with those two guys. And it's a great thing because it's great for the Ravens because both are making plays. I mean, the one that he made in the middle of the field, Bob, I mean, that was a scramble play. And he just kind of threw it up, and those guys didn't find the ball. Bate found the ball. So it was a good throw by both, and it was a good route. And on the deep one, I thought Bateman's route was outstanding. And on the one, Bob, I started laughing on the one because they had a third down. They needed the conversion. Who they threw it to Bateman on the outcut. Who was covered him? 24.
Yeah. Thunderbird.
Yeah. The pigeon.
Had an interesting night. But the Ravens put up some major offense against Tampa Bay. Now, Baker Mayfield had his moments of brilliance. The turning point of the game, I guess. Well, Evans drops the touchdown pass. Then gets hurt.
Yes. That was the game.
And then Mayfield throws the pick in the same drive, and then the Ravens come down and handle their business. And look, again, I have no problem blasting referees. They were bad last night.
Awful.
There were some interesting calls. Yeah.
Ticky-tack BS. It made the game like, come on, guys. I mean, you're ruining a good football game. I was so pissed. Bob, the interception was, they completed a touchdown, didn't they, prior to, and then they got a penalty. Didn't it get called back on that one?
That might have been the Evans drop, right?
Yeah, Evans dropped it, hurt his hammy, and then he threw the pick. Same drive.
Was when they got the field goal instead of the touchdown. Would have been 14-0 instead of 10.
Yeah. But either way, Baker Mayfield, two picks, both Marlon Humphrey leaves with a knee injury. But still, they put up some big numbers offensively. Unfortunately for them, Chris Godwin's probably done for the year. Dislocated ankle. That thing was twisted in a direction that ankles aren't supposed, and feet aren't supposed to go. And Evans was dealing with a hamstring all week during practice.
Yep.
Which, I guess, flared up, obviously, last night on that drop.
Tried to accelerate, tried to burst there at the end. And then, Bob, 41 seconds. I mean, you're down 10. And you got, 70 yards to go? I mean, I give Harbs credit. He took Lamar out to, he took all the guys out that needed to be get out. And then he left. And they got to play Atlanta this week. And you got no receivers left now.
Yeah, first place on the line. And we were talking about it yesterday with our dude from the Pewter Report. It's a huge game. Even if they lose to the Ravens, they expect to maybe beat Atlanta, handle their business. Now without their receivers, as you said, Vinny, they lose their down 0-2 to Atlanta for the season. So the Falcons, as dreadful as they were, getting smashed on a Sunday at home by Seattle, that thing's now up for grabs in a big, big way. But look, I'm not here to break out the chapstick because I have many strengths. And Vinny, kissing ass isn't one of them.
Yeah.
I loathe ass kissing. To me, it's like the most transparent form of phoniness there is. Because ass kissers only suck up. You get it. If you know ass kissers, and we all do. But I'm going to kiss Lamar's ass. I mean, it's like, look, 5 touchdowns. Quarterback rating was 158? I don't know what a perfect rating
156
is.
156 perfect?
Well, he was beyond perfect then because his quarterback rating
158.1. So that is perfect.
I mean, really? And when we get to the playoffs, which they're going to, barring the unforeseen, and I don't even think Nolan, the Haney Schleprock, slows down this train. If it does, I'll be apologizing for the next 5 years. But you're watching brilliance in real time, people. And there's still a small portion of Ravens fans who doubt this guy's ability to play the position. Even Bill Belichick was saying on the Manny cast last night, 19 when he won the MVP, Belichick's like, he's evolved from there. He's more willing to stay in the pocket and make plays with his arm. Now it's 15 touchdown passes in 7 games, by the way, than he was where he just take off and run, which he's still capable of doing. He did it last night when they needed him to do so. Yes, the playoff record will be judged, and fairly so, because when you talk about Hall of Fame quarterbacks, Vinny, when you put them in levels,
yep.
Well, Montana's here, Brady's here. You know why? Because they won Super Bowls. Elway was going to be Fran Tarkenton, Jim Kelly until he won 2 Super Bowls. Now he's mentioned in the same breath. Mahomes is there already.
Yeah, no doubt.
Lamar gets a Super Bowl or 2. Now we're talking about one of the greatest. I don't want to get that carried away with John Harbaugh said it, but what you're watching during regular season football, it's brilliance. I mean, what more do you want from this guy every single week.
Yeah,
I mean, he can Superman cape it and do what he has to do. So instead of, I'm not telling you how to think, and if you think he still makes a bonehead decision or he sucks in the playoffs, blah, 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 whatever, that's your opinion. I'm just sharing mine. But you're watching greatness in real time. Appreciate it now.
Yeah.
Because when he retires and who knows what happens in the next phase of Ravens football, you're going to be like, man, I saw Lamar Jackson play. That's going to be when you're old, like Nolan, 28 years old now. When you're 58, you're going to be telling people, yeah, I saw Lamar in his prime. Mm. And he was badass. So enjoy it because it's happening now, real.
And Bob, he was 17-22. Ricard had the drop, which would have been more yards.
Right.
And then I was trying to remember. I can't even remember the other four misses. You know, I mean, if the one was a little overthrow to Aguilar. And other than that, I don't really remember.
Man, because the fumble was actually, it's a fumble because it was a backwards, lateral, backwards yeah. pass. But either way, Lamar was great last night. Derrick Henry, you know, what was going on end of the second quarter when they're going into, well, they went in wrong, like a plane, trains, automobiles. A lot had to do with the fish.
Yeah,
you're going the wrong way. You're going the wrong way. But Henry wasn't on the field. So, like everybody else, I'm like, why is he standing there on the sidelines?
Oh, just because they were throwing it, and they were in 2 minutes.
And then in the second half, you know, Todd Monken said, here you go. Release the Kraken.
I mean, Bob, he had 4 carries for 23 yards in the first half. 11 for 146 in the second half.
I mean,
you know, and you know what's funny this morning when I was listening to Get Up, because they started their show with, you know, MVP of the league, and they were all saying, you know, Lamar, except Greenberg. Greenberg said, no, this is easy. It's Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry's the MVP of the league.
I think there's an argument made for both.
And I didn't realize this, Bob, but Derrick Henry's on pace to break the all-time rushing record.
He's well over 800 now.
876.
And he's got, 10 touchdowns because he had a passing TD. The Ravens, actually in total yardage through 7 games, are ahead of the pace they set back in 2019.
Are they really?
Running the football.
Wow.
Yes.
Because that was historic.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. You want to get in? Let's do it. You want to be concerned? Sure. Hey, Marlon Humphrey got hurt. What's going on there? They did give up over 400 yards of offense. Pass rush started to tee off in the second half. Feel free to join us. It's 410-583-1057. It's Victory Tuesday. It's Turning Up Tuesday. Vinny, Haney, Nolan McGraw, you're on The Fan. And he's making plays, given the opportunity. And last year, he was healthy for the majority of the season. He only missed one game.
Yep.
And his numbers were down. Zay Flowers, double the target share. Lack of communication, rat style, with Lamar Jackson. Weren't they in France at the same time? Didn't even know they were there.
Yep.
We played that up, just like everybody else. And he just quietly going about his business. And right now, his business is all about making plays for a Ravens team. After last night's game, 21 catches, 394, 3 touchdowns now, Vinny. 18.8 per reception.
That's awesome.
That's Cliff Branch stuff right there.
Yeah. And so he's averaging, what, 800?
Averaging 800?
No, for the season. It would be he'd get 800 yards?
What do we got? Let's see. 14. We double that. That puts him over 7, pushing 8. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. And when we were talking about it yesterday, remember, because you said he was on pace for 700. I said, if he has a couple hundred yard games, you know, that could, you know, if he could get close to 1,000, you know, and it seems like, Bob, he's getting a little bit more each game, you know, like bigger plays each game. But I mean, the plays he's getting, he's not even contested.
How about old reliable Mark Andrews? 3 yep. touchdowns in the last 2 weeks. And we were talking about it yesterday. First 4 games, he had 9 targets.
Yeah.
Targets. Not catches. Targets. Now it's elevated to where he's getting in the end zone and he's doing some things and he's finding
running
his
good
way.
Routes.
Oh, he broke the dude's ankles on the second touchdown. So, Nolan, who said that Mark Andrews may be washed up and Isaiah Likely's becoming that new guy?
Well, it wasn't our show, I'll tell you that. I think it was just a matter of time for Mark Andrews, and you can kind of compare it to the Bateman stuff in a way. in the sense that in the past, Bateman, there was always that missing connection. You guys just mentioned it. Why couldn't him and Lamar get on the same page? Well, for a guy like Andrews, even if he went through a rut, you knew he was going to come out of it because that was always Lamar's guy. He was going to try to feed him the ball, doing a better job spreading it around here so far this season. But even then, a guy like Andrews finding a way to eat.
And, I mean, the Andrews wide open on every play. That's the thing. I mean, on the one in the middle of the field, my gosh, there was nobody in the vicinity. It was like two guys went with Zay Flowers and nobody went with Andrews. And then on the touchdown, he was wide open. That was a great job by Lamar. And then, Bob, when they go for it on fourth down, I'm saying to myself, because it got batted down and he was wide open, you know, and I'm saying, you know, it's fourth and three. I'm saying if they kick a field goal, they're up three scores, you know. I says they feel pretty confident that they're going to score, I'm saying to myself watching that game. And they did easily.
41-31 final score as the Ravens improved to 5-2, five straight wins. Cleveland looming there Sunday. Ravens 11-point favorites. Early line in that game, according to ESPN Bet. Oh, by the way, the Cardinals beat the Chargers last night, 17-15, with former Terp Chad Ryland kicking the game-winning field goal at the buzzer. Chargering becoming a thing again.
Yeah. And then what did Jim Harbaugh was going off on the official. Oh, on the double move, you know, when they called, they didn't call a PI or whatever.
Now, Justin Herbert, we sit here and, well, this guy's this. I'm starting to wonder whether or not he's a dude. But he, I'm not saying he's in Trevor Lawrence territory, but is Herbert really a dude? He makes them wow throws and, you know, only few people can do what he does, tossing that football around. But or, his team's a win, man.
Yeah. Well, when you look at it, Bob, he's got no receivers.
Correct.
He's got his running backs are, I mean, Dobbins is just okay. You know, I mean, they don't really have any running backs.
Yeah, it's not like the 85 Bears they were going up against last night.
You know, yeah. So, I mean, they don't have a lot of talent offensively. I think you kind of got to grade Herbert on next year more so.
It's Vinny at 81057. The fan, we have time for a call. Nolan McGraw. All right, let's go to Owings Mills. It's Brian. Brian, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Real quick about Herbert, man. That system sucks for him, man. That is a terrible system. That ain't for him. You know what I'm saying? I think they are doing him a disservice, man. Harbaugh, he just another Harbaugh doing another quarterback a disservice. Go figure, right? He is not Kaepernick. That dude, that dude's used to spreading the ball, man. But anyway, I don't want to spend too much time on that. Last night's game was great. Only thing is, I'm concerned with Benny. The defensive line is atrocious. We got to fix that, man. Is there any? Cause we need those. I miss those days when we had Sam Adams and Goose. You know, you couldn't move these guys. They could plug those gaps. Is there anybody out there we can bring in, Vinny? Because I don't like this Urban dude. I like, Price, but they're asking him to do a lot. They're asking him to rush the quarterback. They're asking him to push the pocket. They're asking him to play the run. He's out there. He needs help, man. I mean, is there anybody we can bring in, Vin?
I don't think they need to bring anybody in. They need to get Washington healthy, number one.
And you say last week the D-line's the strength of the team?
Yes, it was. And the D-line played bad last night, I thought.
Sure.
Against the run, they didn't play well. They didn't get all blocks. And remember, like a week ago or so, Harbs was talking about the D-line, about how good fundamentally they were playing. Last night, their fundamentals sucked. They got hooked. And, you know, they couldn't get all blocks. They were letting them, you know, get... Basically, they weren't crossing faces. They weren't finding the ball. They'd stay locked on, and the running back could run right by them. And that's the first time I saw that all year. And Bob, let me just say this. I like all three running backs from Tampa. All three of them are good. You know, and all three of them made some nice runs. But that was the worst the D-line's played, my opinion.
But overall...
Overall, they're a good group. I mean, they're number one in the league in rushing. But last night, you know, they gave up an average of what, 4.2, I think, something like that. But they gave up over 100 yards rushing, which is not them.
Vinny at 81057 The Fan. If you're on the phones, we'll get you when we come back. We're going to look back at Vinny's keys. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today. Talk about last night's Ravens win by 10 points. So they covered the spread and hit the over. Who had that bet? Oh, not me. I mean, I never hit those guys. Hey, whip around 11:15, and then Ryan Ripken will preview the fall classic, the Yankees and Dodgers, getting on Friday night. No, it's Garrett Cole for New York. What's Dave Roberts going to do game one? Could it be Jack Flaherty? Renewing an old rivalry. They haven't met in the World Series since 1981. Top two seeds in each league. What more could you ask for if you're a fan of that sort of thing? Let's get out to the phones. Darren in D.C. Darren, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Vinny and Bob, did you not think, or did you think last night there was some, there was a little chippiness, little dirty hits?
Winfield, I thought, was dirty on a couple.
Well, he landed on top of Lamar.
Well, yeah,
he and Lamar got up and was like, dude, what's going on?
Well, and then how about when he chopped Henry? That was a BS call. That was BS, too.
And then the blow to Lamar, you know, yeah, he's running. He's a runner at that point. But that linebacker went right. He was headhunting. And then I'm not saying that this is the case because Roquan is a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
But that, listen, that was gruesome. I replayed it. I was like, oh, my God. And I'm not saying that Roquan did that on purpose, but he's like, look, if you guys are going to be laying the wood to my guys and potentially injuring them, I'm coming full bear. So I'll say this and give some folks some other time to talk. And this is going to be very controversial, and I'm going to probably stay on this the rest of the year through the playoffs and hopefully the Super Bowl. The Ravens, and Bill Belichick said this the other day, and this is what he means. This is all the fans of the Ravens across the world. The Ravens' enemy is themselves. And what he means by that is the emotional decision-making and the things that come thereafter. So, like, for example, when they were up 17 to 10, you kick the field goal, okay, and you keep the distance. If they get stopped, that offense, you don't have the defense from last year. That offense goes down for Tampa Bay, and it's 2017. You got a whole new game. And then just even Lamar, I get it. You're trying to make a play. But, hey, look, you're seeing what's in front of Zay. Zay had no room to run. Throw it 50 feet over his head and just be like, Zay, dude, I'm not trying to get you killed. I'm not trying to turn the ball over. It's about controlling the emotions. And there's two coaches, and I'm done, that I really think John should pay attention to. One is in his own division, and Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin, by nature of his own fans despising him, has had to learn to control himself. Stop yelling at the refs, cursing at the refs, because you don't get the call that you want. You know, John does that. His brother does that. And then Andy Reid, who had to learn from Philly by getting fired, where, hey, no, I'm going to pass the ball. We're passing offense. I'm going to pass to where, nope, I'm going to take my time. I'm going to do what I have to do. We are here to win. When they can control that emotional element, that urge to do something just because you can, that's when the Ravens will take off and win this thing and maybe win one or two more before Lamar is done. I'm staying on that point until we get to the Super Bowl and win it. Take care, guys.
All right. Thank you, Darren in D.C. Getting back to the clobbering people.
Yeah.
Well, Kyle Hamilton will make you check your fillings there.
Yeah,
I he laid the wood last night.
Old Roquan hit that tight end Otten there when he fumbled the ball too. So yeah, but I thought Winfield when you go to Derrick Henry's legs like that, you throw a block into him. That's kind of chippy. And then he tried to jam Lamar. I mean, he threw all his weight on top of him.
And Lamar got up and was like
"What the
really?"
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we got it. We're about to blow you out. I mean, you don't see it happening yet, but it's happening in real time. Ed and Arbutus, Ed, what's up?
Bob, Vinny, good day to both you gentlemen.
Morning, Ed.
Morning. Ravens resounding come from behind road victory statement effort after an abysmal beginning. Slow start for the Ravens. Both sides of the ball attributed to communicative defensive lapse in zone coverage, which allowed open field voids to be exploited early. And on offense, the onslaught of kitchen sink, well-designed stunt blitzing by the Buccaneers. Credit to the Ravens making necessary adjustments on the fly to reverse that tide before halftime. Raven offense is a full-throttle, running pass, unstoppable juggernaut at this juncture. Bateman, tremendous game. Mark Andrews, clutch. Justice Hill and the blocking wall on the backdoor screen, as good as you're ever going to see. Derrick Henry, fantastic acquisition to finalize the tailback position, much needed to assist Lamar here. Dominant. Corrective action to the O unit. Too many penalties, cannot be tolerated. Got to clean it up. D unit, game swing, pivotal momentum picks from Marlon Humphrey were huge. Notable physicality, tackling Roquan and Kyle Hamilton every game. Justin Tucker with the 50-yard-plus field goal, equally pivotal when much needed. His tally contribution, 11 valued points. Raven return men also contributing with good field position returns. Best wishes to nicked up Ravens, Humphrey Flowers, and Brandon Stevens. Firm message to the refs, as you guys were just talking about. Their crew missed two seriously blatant crown-of-the-helmet spear hits to the head of our quarterback without a penalty. That's unacceptable. Definitely requires league review look-see. Adversarial health and welfare extended concern to the injured Buccaneer receivers. Horrific injuries. Last thing, unequivocally, without a shred of doubt, Lamar Jackson remains the ultimate NFL QB skills warrior, the consummate competitor on every single play. That's it, gentlemen, and I thank you for your courtesy.
All right, Ed, thanks for the call, as always. Breaking it down as only he can, and, you know, you send the film, I guess, if you're John Harbaugh, nope, pointing out, hey, look, their call's all about player safety, air quotes, right?
Well, I think what'll end up happening, Bob, is Winfield will get fined for the one on Henry, and then whichever linebacker's the one that hit Lamar in the helmet.
David, I believe it was.
Yeah, 54. He'll get fined. Both those guys, I'll bet you, will get fined.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back on Vinny's keys. Look back at those. Ravens won by 10. Hit the over. So all must be right with that world. And we'll take more of your phone calls. Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today, the Ravens wire. Ravens are 5-2. They won 5 in a row. Tied with Pittsburgh on top of the AFC North.
Vinny and Haney's keys to the game.
We're doing a hell of a job. We're resilient. We're moving on. And we're playing our
NFL
football game right here. 105.7 The Fan. 105.7 The Fan. Victory Tuesday. Turn it up Tuesday as well. Bob, Eddie, Vinny, Serrato. Ravens 41-31 over Tampa. By the way, if you fell asleep late, Ravens were, it was like 38 or 37 to whatever. They're 34-10. It was a blowout game. Now, Tampa did get kind of medieval in the Ravens secondary in the fourth quarter, which we'll talk about, but the game may not have been as close as the final score. But either way, it's a win. Vinny does his keys before each Ravens game. Let's look at them.
Number one was tackle well, especially Godwin after the catch, who had 324 yak yards coming into the game. He had 7 for 65. And I saw, like, he didn't have any really big yak plays.
Maybe I'm confusing tackling with just overall defensive coverage.
Getting burned.
Right. Yeah, late in the second half. It was
ridiculous. I didn't
ridiculous.
See the, yeah, the tackling wasn't bad. I didn't think the tackling was bad. The coverage and stuff. I mean, Bob, they haven't covered a running back yet.
Well, the tackling there is bad. Even Belichick was pointing out that they kind of sucking right now.
Yeah. Well, on the first one to the running back, they got Oway dropping into coverage, and they got White going out to the left, and Oway, you know, I mean, clueless. And then another one, Roquan got picked off to the side, and then another one, I think White scored on. So, I mean, they were just running too far, too wide open on that one. Number two, make them one-dimensional. They eighth in the rush, 136.8, and I said give them less than 65 yards rushing. Yeah, they did not get that one. And actually, it was the worst rushing. I mean, to me, that's the worst the Ravens have looked. The worst the defensive line has looked. Roquan, I thought Roquan and Simpson played well. You know, and maybe, you know, Roquan has his big 17-tackle game because now all of a sudden Simpson had 8 tackles. And, you know, they're starting to get a little bit better flow together. Roquan's now the second leading tackler in the league. Number three was 3 or less explosive plays, 20-plus yards. They had 7. 7.
7.
7.
Man, I've counted 5. I thought that was too many.
Felt like 500.
7 plays over 20 yards. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. And the Ravens had 8. The next one, I kind of feel proud of myself on this one. Get 2 interceptions and 3-plus sacks. Yeah, they had two picks. Should have had another. Washington can't catch. I don't know what the hell his deal is. I mean, Bob, they've gift wrapped 2 weeks in a row for him.
Yeah.
And the sacks, a little disappointed in the pass rush.
First half, especially.
Yeah, I mean, they were getting nothing.
And Baker's sipping coffee, reading the sports page.
Yeah. Damn, I thought that was like my dog down there. I saw a body down there on the floor, Bob.
If your dog can drive to this place, you got to put him on a ladder. Famous pet trick.
Number five, over 400 yards of offense. Yeah, had 508. Had 400 after three quarters. I think I texted you that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one, Lamar be Lamar, Derek be Derek, which is 250 passing yards plus for Lamar and Derek, 125 rushing yards. And that was took a while, but it kind of was the formula, is what it was. I mean, Derek had 146 yards in the second half. And Lamar, I mean, this is funny, same as last week. Lamar, 11 of 14 for 181 and two touchdowns in the first half. Bob, how many times did he throw it in the second half?
11 of 14, 8.
6 of 8.
How about that?
For 100 yards and three touchdowns. I mean, Norm, exactly like Washington game. Exactly like it. And last, no turnovers, which they had the fumble.
It almost turned into a scoop and score, too.
Well, but his knee was down, but they ended up scoring anyhow.
Yeah.
That was like the first of three straight scores, because then they got the onside kick and another touchdown.
About that, there have been 18, if I read this correctly, and help me if I'm wrong, yes, Nolan, and I usually am, 18 all year long. You have to tell the team you're doing it.
Right.
And there's been two successful onside kicks that are both against the Ravens.
And both to Zay Flowers. And then on the next one, because it happened again, because both of them were touchdowns, the next one, the exact same kick, and he catches it that time.
It's 58-80, 105.7 The Fan. Ravens do win, so they may not have hit all the keys, but they had enough keys to have a beautiful song of victory their fifth straight. We have time for a call. Nolan McGraw, let's get out to the phones. Go to Q in Pikesville. Q, what's up?
Hey, good day, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good, what's up?
Not much. Listen, man, first and foremost, I was going around social media, man. Everybody that wasn't a Ravens fan believes that Roquan hit was dirty. And I seen it, man. In my past dealings with watching this guy play, he is a dirty player, especially with that championship game against the Chiefs. It was a lot of head blows to Patrick Mahomes that was not called by this dude. I don't recall him being like this when he was with Chicago. So I don't know, man. I think that was definitely dirty. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets fined by the end of the week. And as far as the MVP goes, to me, I'm giving that to Henry 1,000%. I'm still not impressed with Lamar, man. I've been saying to y'all for years.
You're making yourself sound like you're just a straight-up hater right now. I mean, what more does this guy have to do?
Listen, I've been telling y'all for years, on and off the air, it's amazing. You look game to game, week to week. It's amazing how many open receivers the Ravens get on a weekly basis. And I seen at the end of the game yesterday, they had a stat out. Three of the five touchdowns that this guy threw was open receivers. The average yardage separation for the Ravens receivers last night was 5 yards. I don't get – Vinny, please give me an opinion.
Yeah. Vinny, help him out. Thank you, Q.
Yeah.
Right, you can't – come on, dude. You're kind of embarrassing yourself now. Hey, your team blows. Your quarterback's washed. Yeah. And you're going to criticize Lamar Jackson, who's having a monster season. Come on. The haterade, as the young kids would say, is flowing right now.
Let me just say this. Q, if you were a GM and you had Lamar as your quarterback, you'd be happy as hell.
He'd kiss his ass harder than anyone's ever kissed ass before for a football.
You'd be getting an extension. That's why you'd be getting paid.
Yeah, you got to stop ragging on Lamar. Now, if we get to the playoffs and things go haywire, all bets are off. But the guy he had a perfect quarterback rating last night. Well, his receivers are at 5 yard separation. So what did he do? He hit his open receivers. I mean, scrub quarterbacks of the Jets have in the last 56 years who couldn't do that. The video at 81.057, The Fan. When we come back, we're going to talk to Kevin Allstriker about that Ravens win. They're fifth straight. That's five straight. Cleveland 11-point dogs. Going to be a live dog at the dog pound? I don't know, man. It might be time to put that dog to sleep. And then we're going to preview the Fall Classic with Ryan Ripken as the Yankees go to L.A., taking on the Dodgers. I asked Ryan last week, we left it open, would you bring back Jack Flaherty if you're the Orioles? He might be the game one starter for L.A. He said no. I'm going to make him explain why.